Cape Talk.
Cape Talk. The Open Line.
Call 021-446-0567.
What an experience. The first time I have ever made my own plaas wors. I definitely now have. Not the hang of it, but I think I'll try it again. Your thoughts? 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567. There was a message here about a listener who said that the boerewors is their son's favorite thing. He now lives in Spain and he got the best surprise when his girlfriend delivered some boerewors. Here's the message. Hi. So pipped you to the post. Ha ha ha. My son lives in Spain and he was overjoyed when his girlfriend gave him boerewors for his birthday on Monday. I know what I'm buying tonight. Please, Amy. But drop me a call. Drop me a message. 021-446-0567. No more interviews planned. It's you and I here on the morning review. You get to critique my boerewors making, or maybe how do you do yours? 072-567-1567. Let's go to a voice note, Johannes.
Hi, Lester. Thank you for another interesting show about sausages this time. We lived in the States for about 25 years and really missed boerewors. Very difficult to get. It can be got, but you have to order it online nowadays. And in the early days, there was no online. So we made it ourselves a couple of times. Ordered the derms from online and got sheep's derms. The trouble is that it took about 6 hours to make 2 or 3 pounds of boerewors. So after 3 or 4 goes, we bought one of those old-fashioned mincing machines, hand crank ones. And after about 3 or 4 goes, over a long period of time, we actually gave up. Thanks a lot. Enjoy your shows. Mark, bye.
Appreciate it, Mark. Wahid and Bruce were a great help to me. I didn't know how fast or how slow I should go in piping these casings, but I think it's a very turgid, long boerewors or plaaswors that I made. And plenty of faces and giggles in the office, but there's the only way I can call it. It's long and turgid, and I enjoyed making it. Voice note.
I just have a question on when you fry your sausages. Sometimes you need to poke it with a fork just to let some of the oily bits out. What is the advice on that? Do you poke? Do you leave? What do you do? Thanks, this is Liz from Cafe.
We'll pass it on to Wahid. He's still in our entertainment area, but I was taught by the brine masters of my family, you never poke the sausage. Because what's going to do, that fat is going to go out and it's going to make it very dry. And also, a lot of that fat is going to, you know, it's going to, that fat going to ignite that, though, those coals, and you may then have some unnecessarily flames around your brivors. But that's something that I've always avoided, trying to poke my sausage. The only problem is that if you're taking it directly off the coals and you're chomping into it, and you're going to have like an explosion of hot oily mess into your mouth. But I put that out to our listeners: do you poke your sausage or not? Let me know. 021-446-0567. Let's go to another voice note, Johannes.
Ah, Lester, my ears always prick up when I hear the name of my paterfamilias, not knowing many of my dad's family. So I'll be listening with interest to Andre's conversation about mom and pop bookshops, which is a thing I think should really perpetuate.
Thanks so much for that, Corin. Hi, Lester. I wanted to make my own wors at home. Where could I get the casings and the derms? That's from John in Berkeley. Well, we've given you a guy. His name is Wahid Samsudin, and he runs Zabby's Meat Showroom. They're out in Athlone, And he says there are all types of casings, even experimenting with some seaweed casings to create some alternatives, meat-free alternatives. There's a couple of tasters that he had in our entertainment area, and I'll go try and taste them as this show is almost done. But apparently they say they are trying to find some variations to provide some meat-free alternatives. But 021-446-0567, the lines are open. Drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.
Cape Talk. WhatsApp Leicester.
072-567-1567.
Yohan, good morning. How are you doing?
Morning, Leicester. I'm fine. Just waiting for the day to get over. I want to go buy some boerewors.
Do you ever make your own?
I've tried it before. I've learned it from my mom. Mm. We used to have a farm here up in the Namakoland area. Mm. And yes, we've done it, but I don't do it anymore. It's easier for me to go and buy.
But you want to contribute to the conversation of should you poke your horse?
Never poke a sausage. Never, ever. Mm. It's the worst thing you can do, to poke it.
Because it's all dry and mealy on the inside.
It's all dry. It's not nice. The best way, you said it earlier on, I think, Lester, is that you eat it from the coat. When it's done, you eat it.
No, but then you chomp into the that explosion of that hot fat in your mouth.
Yeah, but that's the best. Yeah, but you see, that's the best part of it. That's the best part of it. And the coat, I'll tell you what, and the coat, the coat must be hot.
Mm-hmm.
Hot coat, you turn your sausage only once.
Really?
Only one.
So grill it until it's brown on one side.
You have that crispy, it's like a crispy on the outside. You turn it only once and it's done. It should take you no more than 5 minutes.
I can't wait for tonight, Johan. Really appreciate it.
You tried it and listen, and it will be juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside. Perfect.
Really appreciate it. John in Durbanville, 021-446-0567. Let's listen to some voice notes.
How's it, Lester? Hope you're well. Alistair here. For me, best boerewors in town must be Joey's boerewors, straight off the fire. Top of the range.
Wait, where's Joey's? Let me know. But let's go to another voice note.
Hi, Lester. I just wondered why they always stuff boerewors so full of coriander. Oh, I don't like it at all.
I like a nice fragrant boerewors. I love... I love a Danya sausage. It's that almost, you know, is peppery and flavorful in your mouth. That is my absolute favorite. But do you make your own boerewors? 021-446-0567. And drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567. Let's listen to another voice note.
Good morning, Lester, and to your guests. I just want to know on traffic fines, when companies redirect fines, firstly, is that legal? And secondly, what is the obligation to the person whom the fine has been redirected to? Thank you.
Hi, Lester. Joey's used to be a good voice, but they freeze their voice. The Vleeswinkel in Brackenfell is a winner, says Clinton. The number for the sausage guy, well, just Google Zabby's. That's Z-A-B-B-Y-S. Zabby's, of course, with the apostrophe. Zabby's Meat Showroom. They're out in Athlone. Teresa Perro, good morning.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Mark, you're a voice.
Yes, I do. I didn't know you were looking for a machine. Otherwise, I would have borrowed mine to you.
That's okay. But we found
3D Hirsch in Maitland, Port Tucker Road, Maitland. You get everything there. You get your machine, you get your cases, you get all your spices ready mixed. You can choose what you want, what flavor you want, whatever.
Is the culture of people making the own wurst quite big?
No, not really, but it is very time consuming. To get the cases open up to be true. It's a lot, but it's for fun. And I'm a pensioner, so I have to do. I always try something new. And that's what I did. That's why I love doing it.
So do you cook it immediately or do you freeze it?
No, I buy those little sages buckets and put it in a freezer. And I know there's a bride coming up or what. You know, the bride day we have, then I'm making the advance for a family. I never sell. I always give to the family or whatever. But it's just one of my hobbies. I like it.
Excellent. Teresa in Parel to Gary in Franschhoek. Morning, Gary.
Hi, good day, Lester. I've got no idea where you've been for the last 38 years. But if you don't know about Joey's voice, and I don't agree with that last caller that says, nah, that the quality has gone down because they're freezing. Mm. You know, if you go to the factory shop there in Brackenfell, you get the best voice that you'll ever, seriously, that you'll get.
Mm.
We used to, my shop and all that stuff in the southern, I come from the southern suburbs in the old days. And we've been there, but this is the best.
Well, if you're from the southern suburbs, you know of what's it called, Verde. I think they used to be in Southfield, in Victoria Road.
We lived across the bridge from them.
Yes, Verde is where my folks, I don't know if they're still around, but the sausage from Verde in Southfield, mwah, amazing.
Yes, I mean, but that was another kind of sausage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I lived in, from 1980s, I lived in Southfield. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's the child here.
That's fine.
There's no problem. You can't. Verde Butchery, we used to get the smoked pork.
Mm.
The smell across the bridge. Oof. And that was it.
Gosh, but, Gary, you make me no
buyer. Don't knock Joey's.
Okay, I will go look Joey's. For Joey's. Lester, the best boerewors in Cape Town is Boulevard Butchery. It's in Vasco, and that's a message from Clinton. We have another voice note, Jonas? Oh, we don't have. Okay, let me go through you.